It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. Recent research has found that your nutrition can be the cause of your health problems, or nutrition can be the solution to your health problems. When you take that concept and you place it under a microscope, we can then see that poor nutrition results in type 2 diabetes. We can see poor nutrition results in heart disease. And poor nutrition results in Alzheimer's disease. And again, we see that poor nutrition results in depression, ADD and ADHD, and poor nutrition results in violent and aggressive behavior. But did you realize that poor nutrition is also linked to your weak and fragile bones? So today we're going to talk about how to feed your bones so you can have strong superwoman bones or even Superman bones. Our co-host today is Wendy Cates Dancer. Wendy is a registered nurse and nutrition counselor and also teaches many of our Friday morning weight and wellness classes in White Bear Lake. And in addition, she teaches a lot of our corporate classes and she teaches our menopause class and a lot of other things. So welcome, Wendy. You know, Wendy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and we've had a busy week with classes.
We've had a very busy week. You know, as a nurse, you must have had some firsthand experience with people that had weak and fragile bones, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
After 35 years, you must have had some experience with that.
Yeah, I've had several experiences. But, you know, one of the most challenging things for people, especially as they age, and as most people know, I worked with the elderly for years, is, hip fractures.
Oh, I'm yes.
Because they're so debilitating, and people that have a hip fracture in the first year after the hip fracture, about 60% of them die because of the decrease in mobility. But and I have seen many hip fractures from falls and things like that. But one of the things I know I'm just going to tell a story about one incident where I was walking down the hall and I heard this very loud crack.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady that was coming down the hall towards me, then before I could get to her, she had fallen to the floor.
Okay.
And so what happened was that her hip had actually fractured, and then she fell. That's how fragile bones can be with osteoporosis. You don't even need, it's just your body weight can fracture
I think, Wendy, that's been a big misconception. They think that people fall and then they break their bone, but actually people break their bone and then often they fall after that.
Exactly.
So what people call these weak and fragile bones, you know, that really puts you at a risk of broken bones then. And it's a condition called osteoporosis. That's basically what it is.
Right. And that means you have huge holes in your bones.
You do.
You do. More than 10 million people in the United States have osteoporosis. And most of them, over, 80% of them are women.
So if you put that in real terms, one in two women over the age of 50 will fracture a bone because of osteoporosis. Now, we're both over 50.
Yeah, we are. I've had my bone scan, though. I'm good.
Okay. So every year, 300,000 people have hip breaks. And again, like Wendy said, you lose your independence when that happens. And sometimes your life.
Decreased mobility, fat emboli, things like that. So we know that osteoporosis is a serious and chronic disease. It is another chronic disease related to inadequate nutrition and poor lifestyle habits.
Now, if you've been watching TV, you would know that Sally Fields would make you think that the cause of osteoporosis is a lack of Boniva. But I'm sorry to say it of Sally, that she is really wrong.
Sally, yeah. Did you hear that? You're wrong.
Osteoporosis is a nutrition and a lifestyle problem, really. That's the cause.
Yeah. And we know as therapeutic nutritionists that the problem is not a lack of Boniva. And I think it's time we look at the real experts and not actresses to solve our nutritional problems.
I agree with you very much.
You know, we also need to look, you know, osteoporosis treatment is a really big business.
It is.
There's lots of people making money from Boniva and Fosamax and things like that. And I just saw an article on June 12th, just a few days ago, that Eli Lilly bought an osteoporosis drug delivery patch system from a specialty company, and they paid $35 million for that. Now, I can't help but think what we could do with that $35 million if we were teaching people
how to eat right.
Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing. So, you know, would you think a problem that can be corrected or prevented by correct nutrition would create such a market for such an expensive medicine? I mean, isn't it interesting?
It is interesting. And I also think it's, you know, it's beyond interesting. It's also kind of sad.
It is kind of sad.
You know, because we know, Dar, that, you know, looking again at the latest research, and people are now even putting it on their websites, you know, that really for all chronic illness, mostly, you know, it's a lifestyle problem.
It is.
It's a lifestyle problem, and it's a nutrition problem. But many people still do not realize, you know, that osteoporosis is preventable.
It is, you know.
Especially because of all the TV ads that actually lure us into believing that a medication is the only answer.
Yes.
It's kind of like we have this quick fix mentality, don't we?
We do.
Take a pill, it'll get better.
And TV supports that quick fix thing. You know,
yes,
going
it does.
Back to, again, talking about Sally Fields again, you know, again, you know, you have to ask yourself, do you trust an actress with your bones or do you trust a therapeutic nutritionist with your bones? Well,
oh, gee, it's a no-brainer for us. So it's interesting, Dar, because, you know, you and I were talking before we got on the show about how some people actually think that we're way out there with the things that we say.
Right.
And it's like, you know, what's more way out there than an actress telling you to take something for you? Anyway, so what causes us to have weak bones? What's causing this osteopenia, this osteoporosis? Well, we know that the number one cause is being a current or a past smoker. Smoking reduces your bone density, and even in young men. But if you quit smoking, this has also been shown, if you quit smoking, your bone density will improve after a few weeks.
And even in, you know, mature ladies, I mean, even if you're
mature 60, ladies like
yes.
us,
even if you're 65 and you still smoke and you quit, you know, after a couple of years, your bone density will get better even by just quitting smoking.
I like that, mature. We're mature.
And we know that another source of weak bones is following a low-fat diet.
Don't you think that that's why this affects women so much more than men?
Yes, I think that's why, because men have not bought into the low-fat message as much as, certainly not as much as women have,
yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, bones need this healthy fat to kind of make that mesh that the minerals all attach to, so it's part of the bone. So really, believe it or not, you need fat to build bones. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. You know, and you know, and as a nurse, well, we knew that if somebody fractured their hip, they were very prone to a fat emboli. Well, why? Because the bones are full of fat.
Oh, very interesting,
right?
Wendy. Yes,
yeah.
Very interesting.
So that's what I love about what we do, Dar, is that we always look at, you know, the biochemistry and the physiology of what goes on in our bodies.
Exactly.
And, you know, you always need to go back to that. So the other thing that we know, too, is that it's not just eating the good fats, but if people are eating damaged fats, such as refined oils, soybean oil, corn oil, margarine, Crisco, trans fats that are in muffins, cookies, chips, Cool Whip, then their bone mesh is actually going to be damaged, and it doesn't allow the minerals to become part of the bone.
And you actually have little holes in your bones because they're so weak when you are eating that kind of fat or no fat. So another thing that can cause weak bones is drinking soda, you know? And this is really something that people can change, because all the chemicals and sugar in soda actually go in and they pull the minerals, they leach the minerals right out of the bones, leaving bones weak and fragile. So this is one lifestyle that people can change.
Absolutely.
Now,
yes.
For some people, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that. And we actually help people do that.
Yeah, because for some people, it's really an addiction.
Yes.
I mean, we see just as many people addicted to, diet pop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's even more addictive, isn't it?
It is.
For people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's harder to get off of, but we can help people do that.
Yes, we can. So think of all the young people drinking several bottles of Mountain Dew per day. These days, we are actually seeing fragile bones in teenagers and young people. People, getting mm-hmm. knee replacements in their 40s and hip fractures in their 30s.
Well, you know, Wendy, actually, I had a client a couple of years ago that was quite young. I mean, she was in her 20s, and she had that year before had broken 44 bones.
Oh, my goodness.
Just from walking around, not doing anything. And that was a combination of factors, different health problems, but a lot of it went back to her nutrition. So it's kind of interesting when we look at all this. So, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. You know, the hottest topic in health today is the number of diseases associated with low levels of vitamin D. People with low levels of vitamin D are at a double risk of blocked arteries in their legs, an increased risk for developing cancers of the breast, lung, and colon, and, of course, a much higher risk of developing osteoporosis. So if you have questions about bone health today, give us a call at 651-641-1071.
Another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we are discussing the role of nutrition and the role that it plays in preventing osteoporosis. As we've all heard, all the research indicates a lack of vitamin D can lead to weak and thin bones. So during the summer in Minnesota, to get vitamin D, you should be outside in the direct sun between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. for 15 to 20 minutes. I was just thinking, should we say with very little clothes on? Because we need skin exposure.
Oh, right? Yes, okay. Very little clothes.
We recommend a vitamin D supplement in the winter for people in Wisconsin and Minnesota. And you want to have at a minimum 1,000 units per day. Even better, though, is to have your doctor measure your vitamin D level and learn exactly how much you need. So if you have questions for us today, give us a call, 651-641-1071. And we have some callers right now, don't we?
We're going to... Hi, Jory. Welcome to the show. You have a question for us today?
Well, and it is not at all about bone density, and I apologize. I really enjoy your show, but I don't get very many opportunities to call in.
Okay.
That said, I suffer from eosinophilic esophagitis.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're real familiar with that, but the physicians that I've worked with have been adamant that there's nothing I can do about it nutritionally, and I'm just having a hard time swallowing that, literally.
Well, we would have a hard time swallowing that, too. I think that there's a lot of things that you can do, and it goes back to basically what you're eating. I mean, do you want to explain to the listeners what that actually means, that kind of disease, what you have, what kind of symptoms you have?
Yeah, what happens is that there are eosinophils, which are cells that grow in my esophagus, and they build up, and then food as small as like a piece of rice can get caught and then stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then the esophagus will spasm, and sometimes it can take like a couple hours to clear the small particle of food that gets stuck.
So I assume that this is an autoimmune disease. I would have to assume that. And so then you have to take a look at what's causing this autoimmune disease to occur. And for a lot of people, that is going back to what people are eating. And so I think there's like two steps to this, is to help you to reduce that autoimmune reaction that's occurring from the way you're eating, and then to support the cells so that you can replenish and heal those cells so that they are not actually like little tumors. It sounds like that's exactly what you have. And
yeah, they describe it as like plaque.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we would look at it. And, you know, obviously you've got a really challenging health condition, but I really believe, because I've seen nutrition help almost everyone that we've ever worked with, and, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. And there's
right.
no magic to this. It's a steady, gradual healing process, but all the time you'll feel better. And so,
well, and I'm wondering, I've been using this, it's called Intramax, which is an organic liquid supplement that's
mm-hmm.
supposed to target immune system, but I mean, it's not very readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if you've heard of it or if you have any thoughts on that.
Not offhand, I haven't, and I'm not familiar with it, but it may be a wonderful product. And but again, you know, and that's just a supplement, and supplements are great, but you have to look at really the food that you're putting in hour after hour after hour to make a difference with you. And
so
that's,
are there immune system foods that I should eat more of? Or?
Oh, certainly. You know, immune building foods are like, you know, organic proteins, organic fruits and vegetables, and organic fats. I mean, those are the immune building foods. And then how we help you get those in is the next question.
Right.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
so I would say, Kate, give us a call, make an appointment, and come in and see one of us, because I really do believe that we can help you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure,
well,
no problem.
Thank you for calling.
You. Mm-hmm.
Thank
so
you
hi.
Very much for calling.
So
we have more callers, Dar. So.
Marianne, you have a question for us. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi, Marianne?
Yes.
Okay. I've often heard that alcohol has a negative effect on the calcium bones. Is that true?
On the calcium, I kind of lost that. Calcium absorption?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you drink alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how much you drink. You know,
yeah.
If you have a glass of wine, it's not a big deal.
Uh-huh.
For women, you know, one glass of wine is what they recommend, and not more than that. Like, you know, 4 ounces of wine a day is okay.
Right.
But when you start going above that, then the sugar in alcohol can leach calcium and other minerals out of your bones, sure.
That's what I had heard, and I just wanted an official opinion on it.
Okay.
Well, now it's official.
Well, it's just that when I work in the yard, I get so extremely warm, and water doesn't cut the thirst. And so a beer just tastes wonderful, and it replenishes what I've sweat out.
Well, I mean, you know, one beer is probably okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, six might be a problem.
No. Or it's one.
Or a cake.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Do we have time to take another caller?
Do.
Okay.
Hi, Judy. You have a question for us today. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I do. A question about the sun exposure and needing the vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
I have two young sons. They're 2 and 6, and they're very fair, and so am I, and we burn so quickly. And I coat them in the sunscreen and myself.
Then
they have the hats on and everything, and I'm wondering, are they still getting the vitamin D, or is that blocking?
No, it's blocking.
It's,
go ahead,
so how
Wendy.
Do you find that balance so that I don't burn the little things?
Right. Well,
they still get their vitamin D.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, all the sunscreen does really balance, not allow you to absorb the vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
But what you might want to do is, you know, just let them out for maybe, 5 minutes, and, you know, and then maybe 7 minutes or six, or, you know, just as much as you can, rather than just slathering them and, you know,
yep.
Because, you know, we do want to get a little sun exposure, and, you know, and even yourself too. And as you, you know, don't go out there for even 20 minutes if you're that fair, but start
yeah.
with maybe just five.
And then
yeah,
the,
Because I thought I was doing the right thing by protecting them from the sun.
Right.
And now I've been hearing more about the vitamin D. And it's so hard to know. Whatever you do, you seem to be hurting your kids somehow. So.
Isn't that the truth? But, you know, always moderation. You know, always,
You know, the other thing is that cod liver oil, a teaspoon of cod liver oil will give you about
vitamin
400
D.
IUs of vitamin D, which might be okay for a 2 to 4 year old. And that might be sufficient amount for that age.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So a combination of things.
Okay, great. Thank you.
But thanks for the question.
Yeah.
So should we take one more caller?
And, okay.
Tracy, hi. Welcome to the show. You have a question for us today?
Yeah, I was wondering. I know that when I go to give platelets, donate platelets, that my calcium level falls because I can feel my lips tingle and they tell you to eat like a Tums with calcium.
Uh-huh.
My question is that since osteoporosis and all that stuff runs in my family, is that something I should not be doing?
Is giving blood?
Giving platelets.
Oh, giving platelets?
Boy, I don't know. That's a
good question.
You're out of my league. I don't know that one. I can't believe it. There's something that I don't know. I don't know. That's a great question. I have no idea on that one. But
I would find out.
I'd listen to my body because it sounds to me that it is not beneficial for you.
And I know that a lot of people who give platelets that happens too. So they tell me it's not an issue that you can replace it, you know, by taking a supplement at one time. But, you know, they have an interest in my donating. So.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting question.
That's a great question. We'll see if we can research that and get an answer.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for your call.
So, should we kind of take a look at what are some other causes of, you know, what makes bones weak and fragile? I mean, you know, we've talked about a couple of things so far, but let's talk about some other things.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly lack of vitamin D, certainly eating or drinking a lot of diet soda, not eating good fats or eating the wrong kind of fats, but there's lots of other things that can factor in. One of them is, you know, having an eating disorder or people that are on some of these autoimmune diseases that we're talking about, where maybe they're taking prednisone for rheumatoid arthritis or for asthma. That's very hard on our bones.
And I know you and I both work with a lot of people that have either taken a lot of prednisone or are taking prednisone, but we then make sure that everything that they're doing to build bones, they're doing it so that they don't actually have breakdown. So we can counteract the side effects of that prednisone by making sure that we're building their bones. And Wendy, we're going to have to take a break here.
Okay.
So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in life-changing nutrition education. You know, if you want to learn more about improving the health of your bones or, you know, the bones of one of your loved ones, we encourage you to take a class. We call it Nutritional Solutions for Osteoporosis. The class is from 6:30 to 8:30, and it only costs $25. And we are teaching it in Wayzata on June 26th, in White Bear Lake on July 23rd, I'm sorry, August 12th in St. Paul. And so if you have questions about our classes or counseling, you know, just give Hannah a call today. Our number is 651-699-3438, or you can check our website. It's called weightandwellness.com, and we'll be back in a minute.
They paid paradise and put up a parking lot. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We are actually having a conversation today about osteoporosis. If you'd like to join us, if you have a question for Dar and myself, please give us a call at 651-641-1071. And one thing we'd like you to know, all to know, is that at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, we believe that in order for adults to change their eating habits, they need to know why.
Mm-hmm. They definitely need to know why.
So we have a very active summer schedule. Don't we, Dar?
We've got a summer school going.
Summer school. I love it. Teaching people the whys and the how-tos of making changes in their lives. This week in the St. Paul, our class is Managing Insulin Resistance and Your Blood Sugar.
And we know that 80% of people are insulin resistant now.
Oh, that's sad.
That class is going to be full, isn't it?
It is. So in White Bear, we have foods to reduce pain and inflammation. And many things are under inflammation, including osteoporosis. Right, Dar?
It is. Mm-hmm.
And then in Burnsville, we actually have balanced foods for balanced moods. If you have any questions about our classes, give Hannah a call today. Hi, Hannah. I always have to say hi to her. 651-699-3438. And also this week, we haven't even finished yet. Check out all these classes, please.
Lots of classes going on.
We don't have time to tell people all that we have. Please go to our website. It's a wonderful website, weightandwellness.com.
And, you know, as we were talking about osteoporosis and what causes weak and fragile bones, and we were going through some of the things, and we were talking about, you know, sometimes people that are taking prednisone, the lack of exercise. Now, Wendy, I know you exercise a lot. How many times a week would you say you exercise?
Well, usually I exercise like 4 to 5 times a week.
And that's what I'm exercising, 4 to 5 times a week again. Again, I'm back in the groove again doing it and feeling great about it. You know, we know that low levels of vitamin D, so if you're not out in the sun, you know, that's a given that that's going to be. Some people, and we've actually have done shows on this, is some people have a gluten sensitivity.
Yes.
And we know that that interferes with how well you digest your foods. And so those people are really going to have a real bone-building kind
program
set up so that they don't end up with osteoporosis, even though they have a gluten sensitivity.
That's right, exactly. You know. And let's just go back to exercise a minute, because it's not just as simple as, you know, like riding your bike isn't going to do a lot for building your bones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to do, you know, weight bearing by that, you know, that you're on, like on your feet, like walking would be okay. But also, you know, strength training really helps build up our bones.
Right. So, but, you know, and all those things are great, but let's get down to the basics. You know,
okay.
If you're eating too much sugar or processed carbohydrates, that's going to help make weak and fragile bones.
Yeah, exactly. Like the alcohol, our lady that was concerned about. That's
right.
That's sugar. But also lack of healthy fats in your diet. And again, this is why we feel women are much more plagued with osteopenia and osteoporosis than men.
And again, if you're not eating enough protein, lack of sufficient amount of protein, such as eggs and, you know, steak and fish and turkey, you need protein in your diet to make actually collagen. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit later. But we need all those things, don't we?
We do, absolutely. So, you know, and it's amazing when we look at all this stuff. It's, you know, we call it balance, right, Dar?
We do.
So now we know the many causes of weak bones, and we know that a medication does not address the underlying cause and is not the solution.
Not the solution. So let's, Wendy, let's take a few more callers here.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Angie. You have a question about coffee or caffeine and bones? Angie? Angie? Welcome to the show. Oops, I guess we lost Angie. So we'll go.
It looks like we dropped her. Well, should we just address caffeine for a minute?
Okay, sure.
Because caffeine also leaches calcium from our bones.
Sure.
And so if you're a huge coffee drinker, you might want to think about cutting back.
You know, and again, I think if you are having a cup or two of coffee, that's not a big deal. We're talking about the people that drink 6 to 10
the whole pot.
Cups of coffee every day. And you know who you are.
It's not me. I know that.
And that is going to, or they're drinking caffeine in pop. I mean, that's another
way. The Mountain Dew,
so then you get the double whammy. So
so we have more callers.
We do.
Okay.
So, hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to the show.
Hi, yes. I'm kind of confused about the whole calcium thing.
Yes.
For about 15 years, I thought the best way to stay thin was to not eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of just ate bananas all day, and my diet was just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that I'm old, I'm worried about...
Older, not old, now just older.
No, she's mature.
Yes.
Yes, yes. But I'm worried about the bone density thing, and I think, well, I didn't eat right for about 15 years or so, and I was in a weightlifting program and trying to stay trim and fit and everything. I'm just wondering, is there... a good over-the-counter calcium, or are they all kind of the same? Or because right now I think I'm taking Citracal with the vitamin D.
Well, I think you have to look at the label. And again, if it's calcium citrate.
Right.
Citrate. And
not carbonate.
Not carbonate, because citrate breaks down and is absorbable, but carbonate is not. So, and I can't remember all the over-the-counter ones, but you got to make sure that you're taking a citrate form. But I think you need to go back and look at how you're eating as the foundation of all this.
Now I think I am eating healthier. I am a registered nurse, and my diet has improved significantly.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I also have a quick question about the cod liver oil.
Yes.
A friend of mine keeps saying, no, you have to take Carlson's, and you have to take a teaspoon. No other kind is okay. You cannot take, you know, the oral supplements. It has to be the Carlson's lemon flavored, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that is a very good brand.
Yes, it is.
Cod liver oil. But there's many, many other good brands. You know, there's Metagenics. They have a wonderful brand of cod liver oil. There's other good brands of cod liver oil. And, yeah, I think probably the liquid kind is best. But some people just can't tolerate that taste. So you have to look at yourself. You know, but cod liver oil is great. You might also need some just straight omega-3 fatty acids, which can be in a capsule or can be in a liquid. So
like a fish oil would be a good one.
Yeah, that's right.
And the cod liver oil pills are okay.
Sure they are.
Okay.
Yep.
Great, thank you.
All right,
good
questions.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're taking care of your bones.
Yes. So let's take just one more caller here.
Okay.
Hi, Julie. You have a question for us today? Julie? Yes. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have used full spectrum lights for depression for many years, and I'm wondering if I'm actually satisfying the sunlight needs for vitamin D.
I'm not sure you are. I would guess not. And I think you would be one of the people that should go and ask your doctor for a vitamin D test and find out how your levels are. I bet you're not, because I don't think that that's going to be providing the vitamin D. I haven't seen any research on that.
I have done some reading on it, and I think you get, maybe a little bit of benefit that way, but not nearly what you need.
You know, working with clients with depression, I have found that just having them take extra vitamin D actually is more beneficial. This is what they tell me.
Right.
I can just go by what people tell me. They feel better than when they do their light therapy. So I think it has more potential.
Oh, well, I know that the research for the therapy is about having the light in your eyes, but I know that when I strip and I have some of my skin exposed, I do, that is much better.
Yeah. It's much better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you much.
Yeah, thank
you're
you
welcome.
For the call. Now, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, when you step into a grocery store these days and check the prices, you know food cost is going up because of the high fuel cost. So how can you feed your family healthy foods and stay within your budget? You know, one of the things I personally do is I shop at the farmer's market all spring, summer, and fall. It is amazing the amount of vegetables you can buy for $20.
Yes, it is. More than you can carry to your car when you park a long ways away.
Yes. Often you can even find organic vegetables at a very reasonable cost. You know, I don't spend money on soda, chips, cereal, cookies, coffee mochas, but I do buy organic meats, and most often at the farmer's market. You know, usually at a much lower cost than the local grocery chain. So again,
and it's great because you can talk right to the farmers, and they love to tell you how they take care of their animals.
Yes, and it's a great outing for the family. So questions today, 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Let's continue our discussion about how to eat healthy and how to stay within your food budget. And I know a lot of people are concerned about that
right now.
They really are. The price of gas and everything and how expensive things have gotten. But I buy fruits and vegetables based on a list compiled by the Environmental Working Group explaining the most and the least contaminating fruits and vegetables, the ones that are most contaminated with pesticides. So what does that mean? Well, I buy organic apples, peaches, bell peppers, celery, strawberries, spinach, and potatoes because they're very highly sprayed and they have the highest level of pesticides.
But you're safe if you want to buy asparagus and bananas and avocados and onions and broccoli and pineapple and eggplant, if you buy those conventionally because they have the least amount of pesticides. And so I often buy those and save money to buy organic meat and eggs, basically.
Yep. So we have this list for you right on our website. Go to weightandwellness.com and click on radio show and then click on organic or not.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we look at, you know, your bones are really alive. And it's kind of hard for us to believe that bones are alive. You know, they're just like our heart and our liver. They need to be regenerated and they're alive. And so they need to be fed the correct nutrition. You know, this is what happens is old bone cells kind of wear out and they are naturally then replaced with new bone cells. And those new bone cells need many nutrients.
Yes, they do. Our bones need protein to grow. Protein foods build the collagen. Collagen is actually the structural substance that holds the minerals. In fact, we have a famous basketball star, Bill Walton. He decided to become a vegetarian, so no animal food, no animal protein passed his lips. He then developed osteoporosis and consequently fractured his feet and ankles while playing basketball on the court, which actually ended his career.
Too bad, you know, and it's like he was lacking protein, wasn't building the structure of his bones. You know, the next most important nutrient to build bones is healthy fat. So we recommend including a tablespoon of healthy fats at each meal. Fats, you know, such as avocados, butter, olive oil, mayonnaise, nuts, coconut oil. You know, basically don't follow a low-fat diet or don't eat a lot of trans fats.
Yeah, you know? A lot of trans fats.
Yeah, a lot of
I think people still have a huge misunderstanding about what those are. You know, those are the refined and hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated. That's what you want to look for.
Right.
Research reported in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 2007 found that omega-3 fatty acids, that's fish oil, helps build stronger bones. Fish oil builds strong hearts and strong bones.
So you find omega-3s in walnuts, salmon, sardines, or basically you can take a supplement of it. So let's take a quick caller here.
Okay.
Hi, Christine. You have a question about diet and rheumatoid arthritis. Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I've had it for about 3 years now, and I'm on numerous medications and everything. And of course, my doctor keeps telling me you got to eat right and all that kind of fun stuff, and I do my best to do so, but I'm still kind of confused as to what I can do to help stave off the inflammation and the joint damage.
Well, you know, again, rheumatoid arthritis, as you know, is an autoimmune disease.
Right.
So you have to cut off that autoimmune response.
Right.
And what we have found working with hundreds and hundreds of clients is you basically eliminate the gluten foods out of your diet, you know, the wheat, the rye, the barley, all those things, the oats, and you eat meat and vegetables and good fat, and only the good fats, and it's amazing. Now, some people are also...
And no sugar.
And no sugar. And also, some people are very sensitive to dairy products.
Right.
But it stops... I mean, I can tell you... In fact, you know, if you want to talk to somebody personally about this on Monday, call... Jennifer at our office. It's 651-699-3438 because she also has had rheumatoid arthritis for many years, and in changing her diet, she has just had amazing results with it. So I think it's sometimes it's great to just to talk to somebody personally about it.
Right. It bothers me because I try to eat so well and stuff, and I eat a lot of leafy greens and a lot of fish.
And it sounds like you're on the right track. There may be just, and you know what, Jennifer was on the right track too when I started working with her, and I just had to tweak it a little bit, and it made a huge difference.
Yep. So, and so I just want to say, you know, what we do is we look at the underlying cause. You know, we don't just treat symptoms. We look at what's really causing this. And
what's
and
causing
then
the rheumatoid?
Yeah. What's causing the inflammation?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Causing the inflammation.
What's causing the inflammation?
Yeah.
Right.
So give us a call and, you know, talk to Jennifer and then maybe come in for an appointment.
All right. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you for
welcome.
The call. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you are experiencing osteoporosis, I believe a counseling session is perhaps one of the most important investments you can make in your health. A two-hour therapeutic nutrition session will help you identify your risk factors and then we'll help develop a plan to get you back to having healthy bones. So for many people, they need to start right now doing it.
Right.
So we'll be
or
back
yesterday,
in a minute.
But now is good.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We've been having a wonderful, lively conversation today about osteoporosis and all the things you need about that. And we really haven't even talked about calcium much yet, have we?
Nope. So let's talk about calcium.
Probably time.
Yes. So what kind of calcium should you really take? We know that it should be calcium citrate. Never take calcium carbonate because it doesn't break down and your bones won't use it. So always take calcium citrate. Now, there's also even something that's better than calcium citrate, and it's a product called microcrystalline hydroxyapatite. And really, it's you'll see on the bottle, it may say MCHC. And all that is basically ground up bone, organic bone, but it has all the bone building things that you need to make your own bones. Now, Metagenics has a great calcium product called CalAppetite Plus. You know, and another great bone building food product that we have is called Pro Bono.
Pro Bono, absolutely, yes. Pro Bono has everything you need in it because bones are simply not just calcium. And we know we've had, Sandy Greenquist, who does our menopause class with us.
Mm-hmm.
She's been taking it for 2 years and has actually gained 6% bone mass, which is absolutely fabulous. So food can either be your problem
or it can be your solution.
And we want it to be your solution.
Thank you for listening today.